Ja, we zijn nog steeds in Quackshout, althans in het museum ervan, Colton Powell. Chris, hebt u al gehoord, dit is een van de eerste zalen, een grote zaal met heel veel dieren. A lot of animals here.
Yes, we have nearly 300 animals on display, which sounds a lot, but over 40 years, it's less than 80 a year, if you like. But he did collect more animals. All the bones from the animals are kept in storage upstairs. He brought them back. He wrapped them and cleaned them and brought them back. They're all in storage. He wanted them for research, and we do get researchers come to look at them. 100-year-old gorilla jaw bones, for example, if they want to, and you can get DNA from our zebras. Yes, we have
not the same zebra.
No, we have four zebras shown together because of the surroundings, but each one of them is a different type of zebra from three different countries: Uganda, Somalia, and Angola. We have two giraffes in here, again, one from Sudan and one from Somalia, and that's why their markings are different.
Yeah.
He went all over Africa, as I say.
Primates.
Yes, the primates. We have 42 on display, which is about as many as the Natural History Museum have in total.
Yeah.
And they're all displayed, as I said, climbing and climbing trees and hanging upside down and doing things that primates would do.
These visitors are from school. Are they drawing? Or?
They're drawing, yes. We have about a dozen boys from a grammar school in Kent, and they're drawing. They came earlier this morning, and we had a workshop for them on textiles. So we showed them our textiles, and then they made some prints. And we get lots of school trips coming here, and families as well, because we have quite a lot of animals to see. Plus, we have a gallery number 6, which is an interactive gallery, which I'll show you later. Mm-hmm. And children can interact. It's very modern.
Ja, we lopen er even naartoe.